USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Congress returns to Washington next week, many members of both parties say that their top priority should be passing another round of coronavirus stimulus. But the current round of negotiations has so far been fruitless. Congressman James Comer says this bill should be targeted to do the most good. The Kentucky Republican told Fox News that he would like to see specific help for the restaurant industry in the next relief package.
We passed that CARES Act, and it made a difference. And the PPP loan program was probably one of the most successful emergency loan programs in the history of America. Moving forward to the second stimulus bill, we need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance.
Lawmakers will also have to pass some form of a spending bill by December 11th to fund the government in order to avert another shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The UK will start cracking down on big tech by the end of the year. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. Retailers have reported that foot traffic on the day known as the busiest shopping day of the year was down by more than half on Friday. The company estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent on Cyber Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
COVID or no COVID, people have places to go. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The busiest air travel day of the pandemic came on the day before Thanksgiving with 1,070,967 passengers. The TSA reported screening more than 1 million daily passengers that day, a milestone that airports have rarely seen since the pandemic slashed air travel in March. It's only the fourth time passenger throughput topped 1 million since March 16th. The number of travelers flying Wednesday, however, was half of what it was on the day before Thanksgiving last year. Travel the entire week of Thanksgiving saw an increase, with airlines and hotels offering deep discounts on packages to families this year that they likely couldn't afford before. Many are willing to brave COVID to take advantage of no crowds. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
During the pandemic, the TSA has been installing plastic barriers and touch-free ID scanning technologies at security checkpoints to allow for better hygiene and distancing as airports become more crowded. Germany passed 1 million coronavirus cases on Saturday, becoming the 12th country to reach that mark. Earlier this week, Chancellor Angela Merkel extended restrictions that have closed the country's bars, gyms, and indoor leisure centers until at least December 20th. In an address to Germany's parliament, Merkel has warned that the nation is in for a tough winter. And in the NFL, the coaching carousel has begun early as the Detroit Lions fired head coach Matt Patricia and general manager Bob Quinn. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.